Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, you know what? It's been just about a year since the true shiza hit the fan. A year ago is when COVID really started to take a bite out of our lives, and restrictions were taken, and people were on quarantine and lockdown, and there were many countries where there was a large amount of decimation of the population happening. And, I had a Facebook memory come up over the weekend about when Doc was still alive and about the quarantine. And there was, things were still kind of up in the air about, like, if they were going to separate people from their animals because they, I get. Because we didn't know, right? So we didn't know what we didn't know. And I remember that I had a dream that Doc was in an area and I was in another area and I could hear him barking, but I couldn't find him and I couldn't get to him because we were in quarantine. And, wow, thank God it didn't never went that far, huh? That's a pretty horrific scenario right there to be worried about that never actually happened. So, yes, COVID is a thing, and yes, it did and is still occurring, and yes, there have been a lot of souls that have been heaven-bound over this past year, is a good way to maybe put that, and, so, I'm just wondering, because, so it's Monday today, and it is, I can't see without my glasses, it's like 10:21 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Lakeside, Arizona. And I actually called out today of grief group, and then by default, I called out individual therapy because I forgot that I had done that, and I am going to be sure to make note of this in the future to not ever do back-to-back Monday appointments. And in fact, I'm just kind of thinking my whole grief group time could be coming to an end, but that's not what I'm talking about. So anyway, I called out, and I would have been 16 minutes into grief group had I gone, and I would have been like losing all my, I didn't have any breakfast, so I would have been losing my coffee and my medication, which is kind of what this is supposed to be talking about here. So, my medication is making me sick, I think, all of a sudden, out of the blue, because I haven't changed anything else in my routine. Okay, and I was going to call out a grief group anyway, and, you know, I did. I called the driver at, like, or I didn't call him. I texted him, like, 7:30 in the morning to tell him not to come by here, and then I called Change Point at like quarter after 8 or 8:11, something like that. And wasn't actually expecting to get a person, but whatever. But I'm grateful I called out, because how embarrassing would that be to be like, you know, 16 minutes into group and have to like hopefully make it out of the room on time to realize like, oh my God, I'm gonna get sick. But the way it came up on me at home was like, holy shit. And I made it to the floor, so I didn't get sick on the bed, but, you know, I made it onto towels. Always good, right? But either way, I didn't make it to where I needed to get to make it, you know, I didn't get there. So had I been in group, oh my God, that could have been like awful. And like last week when I was in group, I'm just wondering if it's psychosomatic. I had the same kind of thing happen. Again, I took my medication, and this stomach pain. I get like this like, it feels like gallbladder, but my gallbladder got taken out, so it's not gallbladder, but it's on the same side, and it's like the same kind of like sharp, pangy severity of pain. It's like kind of like when you choke on a pill, you know, like, and you're kind of trying to force it down, and then you get it down, but like you have that kind of ripping sensation, like, all, yeah, it's kind of like that. And I mean, I've not been doing anything else. I've been being super good girl, you know. And I did get the, I don't tell a lot of people, I did get the vaccine, so I'm not sure that doesn't have something to do with it, but I don't think so because it's over a week out on the vaccine now, so I'm still alive and I don't have four hands and 16 eyes or anything yet. But again, it was a personal choice. I'm not going to argue about my choice, about your choice, about vax, anti-vax, whatever. It's a personal choice for me. And that's it. So, there's no arguing to be had. It's a personal choice. Everybody make your own choice as to what you feel is in your own best interest. For me, I would like to travel again at some point in time and, you know, maybe be able to, like, you know, fly out of the state of Arizona and go anywhere else, right? Greyhound. I just, you know, I really would like to be able to travel at some point in time again. And I honestly feel like that is going to be a contributing factor to it. So I don't see any reason why not just get it done now. Get it in the books. It's over with. And I don't have to worry about it again, hopefully. Although I kind of like feel like that's bullshit. That there's going to be boosters. And there's always going to be something compounding on it. However, it doesn't necessarily mean I have to do anything further than get the second vaccine and be just vetted right now on that and have that. So there's my reason for it. I didn't even really need to give an explanation, but maybe I did. That's my reason why, because, you know, at some point in time, I might want to come to Mongolia, or I might want to come to Kazakhstan, or, well, Saudi. I don't know if I'd be allowed in Saudi Arabia without a, but anyway, hey, Saudi Arabia, thank you. That was a surprising chart. Thank you. Very nice, very nice. But I might want to, you know, travel, go somewhere. Belize is still, like, you know, hot spot on my go-to list, but Mexico, you know, Canada. Anyway, I mean, it just, to me, it's a logical progression. It doesn't mean I'm selling out. It doesn't mean I actually approve of anything having to do with it or not do with it or have to do with COVID or not do with COVID. It just has to do with my own personal preference of being able to have the ability to travel in the hopefully near future and just be able to, like, participate in life again in a way. So anyway, there's that. I don't even know how we got there, but there's that. So, oh, medication. So yeah, so I don't know, like, if that's a thing, because, you know, my doctor and my shrink are, it's all the same place. It's all tied in together. So they know, like, my medications pop up immediately for either side. So they both know what I'm on and any interactions and stuff that could happen. So they would know if it would interact with my scripts, right? You would think. So I'm just thinking it could be a psychosomatic thing. Because, you know, if I remember last week at the same time, it was like around the same time-ish, and my stomach was queasy all last week throughout that group, and I made it out of there. I don't know how, but I didn't get sick, but I'm not so sure that I would have been that lucky today. So anyway, so what else is going on? It's kind of dreary here in Arizona. It's been dreary-ish with snow yesterday, snow on and off, and it's just kind of cold and gray. And I did take the dog for a walk yesterday and did a live for Facebook. Yeah, see, I'm starting to skip shit in my brain right now. Like, I'm not really necessarily overloaded because things are kind of done as far as I'm concerned. Like, as far as, like, deadline stuff, things are kind of done. School is kind of, you know, I got an A in the class that I paid for, and then the other two classes, I'm just kind of waiting to see, like, when the stimulus hits, because if it hits in time, then I will pay for both of those classes, and I will just go balls to the wall for a couple days on those and just kick those out, because one of them is an AI class, and I'm super interested, and the other one is another religion class, which, religion, conflict, and war. So yeah, it kind of speaks for itself. And I kind of feel like, although I'm very IQ-y smart, you know, I'm I have a high capacity for intelligence. I don't really feel that smart sometimes. So I'm trying to like figure out the areas that I have failed to, you know, continually keep, you know, my mind fresh. And unfortunately, it seems to be like a lot. So, well, not unfortunately, but I guess I'm catching up to do on a lot of stuff. So, you know, it's all good. There's time, you know, there's time. I can do it. So what else is going on? So St. Patrick's Day is Wednesday, and I will be speaking with my friend Sev, and we will be talking about all kinds of stuff, manifestation, and getting over and getting through. And she's a great lady, so listen, and she might have a special, I'm not saying she does or she doesn't, because I don't know, okay, but I just know Sev, and I know how awesome she is, so there might be some kind of, like, St. Patrick's Day magic that will occur on that show, so it doesn't hurt to listen, you know, beside the fact that she's, like, a fairy on her own, and will 1111 make a wish, and she will, you know, she sprinkles magic wherever she goes, in my opinion. Sev affected me and the show, in a really good way. So listen to Sev, man. And other than that, I don't know. I came on here to talk about medication and being sick, and that's why I really don't like to take my medication. And, you know, and the side effects. And then as soon as I started to do this show and talk about it, like, the searing pain in my side went away. So, right. So there's that. Anyway, so there's a lot of stuff coming up. I have to update my calendar, and then I will for sure get back to y'all and let you know what's coming up, who's coming up on my show, who I am going to be on, and what is going on, and all that happy stuff. I want to thank you guys again for being my listeners. You guys are the best audience ever. I don't care if there was to be like an audience like Tug of War, you guys would by far beat everybody else, because you're my team. Anyway, before I get all mushy and like weird and stuff, and I don't know what kind of state I'm in. I'm not really depressed, and I'm not exactly manic, but I'm just kind of I'm kind of stoned, we'll go with that. Thank you, Arizona. But yeah, I don't know exactly where I'm at. I feel like I could go manic at any moment, and I also feel like I'm trying not to cry. So, mixed-ish state, kind of, maybe. I don't know. I'm fine. I'll be good. Great day. It's a good day to just kind of kick back and just chill, you know, read, which I've been doing. I'm trying to... There's this book I'm reading called The End, and it is written by Adam... Crap. No, his name isn't Adam Crap. His name is Adam Rudolph, who wrote it. And it's an interesting take on a suicide attempt. And I'm not even really a good quarter of the way through it yet. So I'm not going to even say anything yet. I will finish reading it. And there's a good chance I'm going to try to get him on the show. But I'm not really suggesting it or not suggesting it. I'm just saying that is what I am reading right now. So... if you want to read along with me, that's what we're reading right now. We're just starting my own book club now. Woohoo! That's the way we do it. So, oh, guys, this is right. Anyway, I think that's it for now. I hope everybody's doing all right. I hope we're doing okay. I hope we're coming back into a new-ish, normal-ish life that we can handle and deal with. And perhaps make better than the one that we were living prior to our unintended upheaval of life that we all experienced and survived, if you're listening to it. So, you know what? There's that. There is that. All right, guys. So, this is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dance with Bipolar. And, hey, let's all stay alive, all right? Later. Hi. This is Dawn Shireen with Dancing with Bipolar, and I wanted to tell you why I chose Anchor to make my podcast. First, Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. They give you everything you need for free in one place where you can record with either your phone or your computer. Anchor gives you creation tools
that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. So just in case your baby starts crying or your dog starts barking or your neighbor is ringing your doorbell, you can edit that stuff out and make your podcast sound flawless. Anchor gives you distribution for free. Again, for free. It can be heard on every podcast distribution, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, etc. You can easily make money with your Anchor account with no minimum listenership. So, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Again, start your own podcast with Anchor by downloading the app or going to anchor.fm to get started. Let me tell you, this is a piece of cake. This is Dawn Shireen from Dancing with Bipolar. Make your own podcast. Do it.